Manu Patra alerts dated the 9th of July 2019. Supreme Court is declines to grant any relief to Saravan Bhavan restaurant chain owner P. Raj Gopal, who sought extension of time to surrender citing medical grounds in a murder case. The top court queried Raj Gopal's counsel that if he was so ill, then why did he not mention his illness during the hearings? Supreme Court has declined to interfere with the 2011 order of the Madras High Court quashing a case against former Tamil Nadu Chief Minister J.J. Alalifer and two others for receiving unaccounted gift of over 2 crore rupees. Delhi High Court has refused to entertain a plea seeking direction to the centre to frame guidelines for registration of FIR for marital rape as also laws for making it a ground for divorce. The court disposed of the PIL saying the court cannot direct framing of laws as it is the domain of the legislature and not the judiciary. Bombay High Court has directed the Maharashtra Coastal Zone Management Authority that it should take a very critical stand while dealing with environmental permissions for big projects like the Metro Rail. Bombay High Court has lamented the dichotomy of people keeping their homes very clean while littering garbage outside them. Supreme Court has directed the Land and Development Office to respond on the allegations leveled by the court-appointed monitoring committee that officials were not cooperating in the sealing drive to appease political leaders. Supreme Court observed that litigation should not be terminated by default either of the plaintiff or the defendant. The court further observed that as far as possible adjudication of cases should be done on merits. Madras High Court has questioned the need for converting the residence of former Chief Minister J.J. Alalifer, Vedmilayam, into a memorial and noted that if a similar decision would be taken for her Kodanadu Estate House. The court observed that, when the ministers day in and day out are chanting the name of their leader in her memory, what is the need for raising a memorial from the public funds? Delhi High Court has declined a plea filed by Rebel AAP Mullahs Devinder Sehrawat and Anil Bajpai seeking the recusal of Delhi Assembly Speaker Ramnivas Goel from adjudicating anti-defection proceedings against them, saying their demand is bereft of any merit. Bombay High Court has rejected a public interest litigation, PIL, that sought court directions to the State Education Department to reduce the weight of school bags. The court noted that the weight of school bags was not as much as it used to be. Telangana High Court has directed the state government not to demolish the existing secretariat buildings in the Eram Manzil in order to construct a new secretariat and assembly till further orders. The court asked the government not to take any further action till further orders. Delhi High Court has refused to entertain a plea seeking to recognize the relationship of members of LGBT community by making law and regulations relating to marriage, adoption and divorce. The court observed drafting of a law is an exclusive power of the legislature and not the judiciary. Jharkhand High Court has directed the state government to submit a report on the lynching of Tabriz Ansari by a mob in Seraikela Kharsavan district. The court asked the state government to submit an action taken report on the 17th of July, the next date of hearing of the case. Delhi High Court has rejected a petition filed by Themis Medicare challenging the ban imposed by the Drug Controller General of India on the Clofenac injection 75 mg per 1 ml marketed by its partner Novartis under Vivaran 1 ml brand. Parliament has passed Aadhaar and other laws, amendment. Bill, 2019, which allows voluntary use of Aadhaar as proof of identity for users to open bank accounts and get mobile phone connection. The bill provides for a stiff 1 crore rupee penalty and a jail term for private entities violating provisions on Aadhaar data. National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, Cuttack Bench has ordered Kolkata-based Adhunik Metallics and Zion Steel to be liquidated after Liberty House failed to implement its resolution plan. This has happened close to 2 years after getting admitted for insolvency. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Ahmedabad has ruled that Section 50C of the Income Tax Act, 1961 Act, cannot be applicable in case of brokerage costs incurred on the sale consideration by the purchaser. The tribunal noted that it is primarily the case of the assessee that the lower consideration received on sale of the properties attributable to the encumbrances, encroachment and defect in vacant possession of the property.